Most students going through the college cafeteria just pick what looks good, or what they know tastes good.
This is a good choice. This is one of my favorites.
I know.
That and the Choco Taco.
For those with food allergies, a buffet can be a minefield of risky choices. During the lunch hour at a dining hall called Frank's Place on the UW-Madison campus, manager Diane Erb points out how they've labeled foods that students may have a reaction to.
That's the allergen. That's an allergen.
Okay.
Well, this one is like nuts. May contain nuts.
As the number of children with allergies goes up around the country, colleges are preparing for what they expect to be a surge in young adults who can't eat certain foods. An indication of what's to come was apparent during recent summer sports and activity camps on the UW-Madison campus. Dietitian Denise Boldue says 40 children had food allergies.
And we have to go through the menu and identify, you know, the allergen that they're trying to avoid and kind of come up with a meal plan for them. A lot of them, it's probably their first time away from home alone without their parents. So, you know, mom and dad want to make sure that the kid is safe while they're here.
UW-Madison is one of about 40 colleges around the country on a national food allergy network. Two of the schools are in Wisconsin. All the schools on the College Allergy Network have different methods of accommodating students. At Edgewood, a private Catholic college in Madison, dietitian Autumn Kumleen says they have a handful of students each year who need to avoid certain foods.
A particular student was allergic to tomatoes, so what our cooks did was specifically bought frying pans and utensils for this individual so that when that person came in to have their meal, they weren't cooking their food on the same griddle or out of the same pans that they were cooking everybody else's food in.
There are 8 common food allergens, including egg, wheat, milk, and nuts. Dr. Jim Gern is a professor of pediatrics at UW-Madison. He says often young children will outgrow allergies.
Those allergies get lost over the first several years. And the ones that tend to persist are either nut allergies, including peanut, and also allergies to seafood.
Often students or parents will alert school officials to a food allergy, but Edgewood dietitian Kumleen says there are exceptions when students try to hide their condition.
They want to eat with their friends, but they're afraid that people look at what they're eating, and so some of them don't come forward and they just try to eat what they can, and then mid-year we find out, oh, they've been struggling quite a bit, they've lost a lot of weight.
Dr. Gern says students need to know what they're eating and should always be prepared with medication if they inadvertently eat something they shouldn't. UW-Madison is compiling a computerized ingredient list of more than 8,000 recipes used at campus dining halls, the convenience store, and deli. The database allows staff to print food descriptions. Currently, there are icons for low-fat products and those with nuts. The food safety issue can be a big consideration in deciding which college to go to. Both Edgewood and UW-Madison officials say they've been getting calls from parents and potential students who want to know what there is to eat. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.